Former Baltimore Mayor Kurt Schmoak finds himself in a familiar situation. He's taking a new job where he'll succeed a dynamic leader. The new job this time is president of the University of Baltimore. The leader, retiring President Robert Bogomolny. WIPR senior news analyst Fraser Smith comments in his weekly essay.
Kurt Schmoak's move from City College to Harvard to City Hall was foreordained. He was to be the first elected black mayor. It was also unenviable. It's easier to follow a failure than a world beater. Schmoak made history, but he was following Baltimore's best mayor, in all probability ever. Thoughtful, low-key Schmoak would be following the showman Schaefer and running against the Inner Harbor forever. For Schmoak, the challenge was made more difficult by a sharp drop in federal financial help. Money from Washington allowed Schaefer to change the city skyline. And even if the money had been there, Schmoak might not have been the man to use it in service to some grand design. Schaefer had already done that. Instead, Schmoak did an essential but far less flashy job of stabilizing the city. As the world turns, Schmoak will replace the dynamic Robert Bogomolny, who has transformed the University of Baltimore into a bright, if still relatively small, star. UB had no definable presence. Using some of the same initiatives Schaefer used, Bogomolny gave Baltimore a vibrant, young neighborhood. The school's imposing new law school building will surely be the focal point of an institution that served well, but anonymously. Schmoak should thrive there. He won't have to stand in the shadow of some iconic figure. Bogomolny was no Schaefer, nor wanted to be one. Schmoak has his own presence, his own charm. He will do well with the Sherry and Bree set. The student body will embrace him. He's youthful and smart and practiced in university leadership. Baltimore is lucky to have him back.